My childhood was defined by a mighty need to escape. I grew up a Black and Native kid in Texas in the 1970s and 80s. To complicate matters, and that's putting it lightly, I was adopted into a white family. As much love as my adopted family tried to give me, there was only so much comfort they could provide in the face of an outside world that had other plans. Those plans often centered on making sure I knew how much I didn't belong. Childhood and children can be cruel like that. But I survived and even flourished in large part due to my imagination. An imagination fueled by story. Because the one thing I did have, thanks in part to my mother, who was a high school English teacher, was a love of books. I cannot remember a time when I wasn't planted in the stacks of my local library. Books offered me that escape I so craved. Worlds of magic, heroes and villains, wonder and possibility opened before me. Worlds so unlike my own. I would hole up with Susan Cooper's The Dark is Rising, and later, Hickman and Weiss's Dragonlance Chronicles, and David Eddings' The Belgariad, and lose myself in the worlds and the characters they had constructed. It was a balm, and it served me well until I finally left Texas to attend college in New England. Truly, Connecticut might well have been Middle Earth compared to Fort Worth. Later, I discovered something else besides refuge in my beloved books. I found conscience. It turned out that these imaginary worlds I so loved were not so different from my own after all. They were populated by bad men with too much power who often oppressed those weaker than they were. The stories they told were of people who struggled with difference and identity, the weight of duty versus love, the pull of ambition over family, and the trials of simply trying to survive in a world dead set on their destruction. I read Dune by Frank Herbert when I was in sixth grade, and while much of the story likely went over my head at that age, I keenly felt the injustice of the oppression of the Fremen, and Paul's well-meaning but often disastrous attempts to help the indigenous population of Arrakis. Later, I would discover Ursula K. Le Guin's The Left Hand of Darkness and Octavia Butler's Dawn, and a whole new level of awareness opened to me, powerful and radical and revolutionary. I knew then that I loved these stories, this genre, more than any other. I still do. It has made me who I am today as a writer and a purveyor of the imaginary. The 20 stories I picked for this collection are exemplary pieces of imagination. Some are escapes into other worlds, as if escape were simple, offering a refuge in these times of pandemic, war, and the worldwide rise of fascism. Some simmer with radical revolution quite loudly, and others subvert our cultural mores more quietly. For what could be more revolutionary than reclaiming one's humanity, one's capacity for love, one's need for self? And they all, no matter how dark they might twist and turn, offer a glimmer of hope within. I remember speaking on a panel at Worldcon in San Jose in 2019, and someone in the audience asked the panel participants what big ideas their stories engaged. Many great answers were given, the kind that were expected from science fiction and fantasy authors. But when it came time for me to speak, I found myself troubled by the question. Yes, as an author of speculative fiction, I often wrangle with big questions. But my writing is more often obsessed with the smaller questions. Who are we, to ourselves and to others? How do we define and navigate the tricky waters of human relationship, identity, individuality, and community? What does it mean to reject or conform to what is expected of us? How do we counter the Western narrative that holds individual achievement above everything, but also appreciates a good self-sacrifice? Who are we beneath the labels and factions? And is there anything uniquely human that binds us together? These are the ideas that engage me, and that engaged many of the authors of the stories in this collection as well, in various ways, offering answers as diverse as the authors and the stories themselves. Want to ride together? Delete your first memory for free. Perhaps in this time of COVID and isolation, it is no surprise to find so many stories about human connection. If there is a trend to be found within these stories, this was certainly the dominant one.